Celebrating milk at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. We're here at the track getting ready for the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. Before we get there, though, we celebrate the fastest rookie at the American Dairy Association Indiana Fastest Rookie Luncheon. And that's where CJ Miller jumps in. He spoke with the fastest rookie and other rookies, too, about what it would mean to them to take a swig of that ice-cold bottle of milk at the end of the Indy 500. CJ?
Thank you, Eric. This year's fastest rookie for the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 is Robert Schwartzman with Prema Racing. He's also this year's winning pole sitter. It's the first time a rookie has won the pole since 1983. I asked Schwartzman about the whirlwind of emotions that he's experienced since winning the pole last Sunday.
This feeling is something unforgettable. Like, honestly, I will remember it for the rest of my life. It's something that I would never expect, honestly. Coming 1 week ago here, I would not even believe. If you would have told me that, I would say, like, come on. You're fantasizing things. It's not going to be like that. But it is.
As part of the annual tradition with the Fastest Rookie Luncheon, each of the rookie drivers are also asked to milk a dairy cow that's been brought out here to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Schwartzman told me what it was like for him to milk the Purdue dairy cow.
It was actually quite simple. Like, they explained me how to do it, and I managed to do it quite easily. So she was really calm because I was a bit afraid that maybe she's going to be a bit nervous, but no. I milked it, and then I also had a bit of a petty moment with it, and yeah, it was good.
Schwartzman also knows that if he's being handed an ice-cold glass bottle of milk at the end of the race, he's a winner.
To drink milk, it means that I've won Indy 500, and what else can you dream about more than that in motorsport?
Another rookie in this year's race is Nolan Siegel with Arrow McLaren Racing. He told me he's focused on winning the race and celebrating with an ice-cold glass bottle of milk in Victory Circle.
It's a great tradition, and I've seen so many amazing drivers and amazing people, you know, get to participate in that, and to be added to that list would be a dream come true for me.
The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 is coming up this Sunday, and the race is scheduled to start at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's toss it back over to Eric Pfeiffer. He's now joined by another special guest.
All right, CJ, thanks. We are here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we're talking about race day, but once race day is over, our attention shifts a little bit to the rest of summer. And it's not that far away, the Indiana State Fair, and we've got a little bit of a preview of what's coming up at the Dairy Bar. Brooke Williams is here with American Dairy Association Indiana, and at the Dairy Bar, their milkshake of the year. Brooke, what is it this year?
We went with key lime pie. Very excited. Last year, the blueberry shake was very popular. We're hoping key lime has the same sales. We'll see.
Kind of like a taste of summer, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've been out to the state fair. You spent some time out there. You know how hot those days can get. So we were looking for more of a refreshing flavor. So we hope that key lime pie nails that one.
Again, we're here for the race. We've got to get through race weekend, but the state fair, it's not that far away.
No, it really isn't. It comes very quickly. The month of May is always busy for us, but yeah, soon enough we turn right into planning for the state fair. So this is always an exciting day for us to announce the new milkshake. People are always excited to hear what it's going to be, and you know, our team has a good time in the office trying to figure out what flavor to bring this year. So we do hope the key lime is a popular one.
Folks, head on out to the race, see that bottle of milk at the end of the race this year, and then be sure to get out to the Indiana State Fair and taste that key lime milkshake as well. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.